So, as you may have heard me saying earlier on this afternoon, we have our guests come in the studio. Alessandra Caggiano. I hope I've got that right.
You got it right. Hi.
You probably speak a great deal better English than I speak Italian, that's for sure. You're the artistic... That's a lovely title, I have to say. And I was just asking you off air there how you got the title of artistic director for the eIlluminate Cambridge Festival. And you said you created it, is that right?
That's correct.
Very good. So, just a bit of background before we sort of talk about this year's festival. It's been going, you were saying, since when? What year did it start?
2013 was our first edition.
Okay. And between yourself and your colleague, Hugh, is it Parnell?
Yeah.
I think you're the founders, really. So tell us, how did it all start?
Well, it all started, actually, and really rather dark street in Cambridge city centre. One night I was walking down the street and I couldn't believe quite how dark all this beautiful architecture that we've got around us was. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to actually light it up for a few nights a year? And I remember Hugo at that time was my business advisor for another business that I had previously. And in a follow-up meeting, I just brought this up and I thought, you know, there is so much here. The technology is here. There is, in Cambridge, we've got the creativity, the science. Why don't we do something with that?
Really? And was it an original idea? Or had you seen, because there are similar type exhibitions elsewhere in the UK and indeed around the world, aren't there?
Absolutely. I certainly was exposed to some of that in the city I come from in Italy, Turin. There is an event that takes place over 3 months and basically looks at illuminating the city throughout the, if you want, the Christmas period, I suppose. It's more related to that, to encourage people to come out and do shopping. And it's more from the point of view of decoration, but it involves really important artists to create installations for the city centre.
Now, one of the things, of course, about Cambridge is it has so many beautiful buildings, really. And actually, my previous career was in lighting, not the kind of lighting that you're involved with, but it's certainly lighting. So I'm very well, very much aware of how lighting can change the appearance of a building. And with the architecture that we have in Cambridge, it must have been a tremendous reward and indeed challenge to go at some of those buildings, I guess, was it?
Absolutely. It's a... Every year when we sit down and sort of look through the proposals that we receive, it's incredibly exciting because there is so much potential out there. And the whole point of the festival is really to show the city in a new light. So it's places that we see every day.
But probably don't see anything like the way you see them when you illuminate them, I guess.
Absolutely.
And so, obviously, lots of different buildings. Is it predominantly university? I know it's not only university, because last year, for example, you had the old Addenbrookes Hospital as one of the buildings, didn't you? But is it predominantly university buildings that you focus on?
I think it depends on the proposals that we receive, and sometimes it's led by commissions that are coming from the colleges.
Oh, really? So you're not necessarily always going to them. Yep. They're coming to you, are they?
Yes.
All right.
Happens, absolutely.
Okay. And so was there any, I guess not, I was going to say, was there any resistance from approaching organisations to say, could we light your building? But presumably it was the opposite, I guess, was it?
Yeah, no, after 5 years, luckily.
So coming to this year then, now you've had, about 4 or 5 years of doing the event, and no doubt you've learned lots of things that you maybe won't do differently in the following year and so on. What have been your aims for the festival this time around?
Well, this time around, we really wanted to focus on the public, on the people who come to see the festival. And we wanted to make it more fun and more playful than ever. In the past, we have illuminated beautiful sites. This year, the theme is play, so we actually want people to interact with the installations.
Does that mean that you're going to have things for them to touch and play with and so on?
Yes.
Oh, tell us more.
Ooh. So we've got over 20 installations, and with most of them, the public will be able to have a level of interaction, to do something with it. So, I can't quite released yet, but it's coming out.
Yeah, I have to tell you, listeners, she looks very excited here. And she's just containing herself just a little bit, I think. No, tell us more. Tell us more, Alexandra.
Sure. So some of the installations, people will be able to interact via their mobile devices. Some others will have buttons and other ways for people to interact, or that people will have to use their bodies to move in certain ways to interact with light.
All right. So I'm guessing if some of it involves mobile devices, presumably that's control, is it?
Yep.
Turn lights on and turn lights off and different colours and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
I'm preempting. I know I've been up, there's a festival very similar to this, happens in Durham, projects a lot of animation onto the cathedral. But the event I went to there, they had something running inside the cathedral at the same time where you could sort of move your hands over various illuminated objects and it would play tunes and so on. So we got, dare I ask, have we got anything similar? She's looking positive here. Tell us about it. Tell us.
Right. Well, what we do in Cambridge, we really just do for the city. So all of the projects and all of the installations are commissioned specifically for sites. So you wouldn't see in Cambridge what you would see somewhere else. We do have a number of exciting events and installations that, as I said, will be based around the theme of play. And I would highly encourage people to have a look at our program online and to check out the website, which is Illuminate, which is spelled Illuminate, cambridge.co.uk, to see the full program of events that goes alongside the free installations.
So it's not just the fact that, as you say, there are free installations illuminating buildings. There's other stuff going on besides.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll start on Friday the 10th at 6:30 with a night market in Market Square. So it'll be the centre of attention for a night. So I don't know if you happen to walk past Market Square at night, but there's nothing really
nothing goes on,
happening.
Is there? No, that's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
So with the festival, we thought we want to bring that part of town.
And you really had that as a focus last year, because the Senate building, of course, is just in the corner there.
Yep.
And that was all illuminated with an animated. It was, as I recall, was it a bit like a clock that was sort of ticking? I can't seem
yes,
to recall.
Yes, so that installation was actually based on the Venn diagrams. So Venn is was a student at the Gonville and Caius College, which is just next to Senate House. And actually this year, again, we have a Venn-inspired installation just at the Gonville and Caius, so the college next to Senate House.
Oh, right.
Definitely one to look out for.
I must admit, when I saw it last year, I was with my wife and we were walking around the Market Square and whatever, and we saw it. And then I was absolutely fascinated to find out where the projector was.
Wow.
Because it wasn't very obvious, to have to say. Because the illumination was right at the very top of the Senate building. And I think I found that there was some of the buildings opposite. It must have been in one of the rooms that was shining through the window or something. Was that right?
That's correct.
That was right, okay. Okay, so this year, as I say, we had the old Addenbrookes Hospital last year, and indeed the Senate building, and lots of those buildings down King's Parade there. Is there a change to the buildings that you're illuminating this year?
Yes, so every year, as I said, we go through a commissioning program and we choose and select different sites based on the theme. So this year we have two core areas, if you want. One is, again, around Market Square and King's Parade. And the second one, which is around Quayside and sort of Magdalen College and Castle Street. So new sites, new additions this year, of which we are really proud and excited.
Excellent. And besides the light shows, as you're saying, there's lots of other activities that you're doing. But one of the things that, just to finally finish on, one of the things that I noticed was that you've now become part of Cambridge Live.
Yes.
So whereas previously, I guess you were a standalone company putting on the event and so on. How's that going to change things for the future for you?
Well, Cambridge Live is an amazing organisation. They are in charge of many of the public events in the city. Think about the big weekend, the folk festival, and obviously all of the programming of the Corn Exchange. They offer the festival a sustainability for the future, a way to start planning and thinking big, really. So we're incredibly excited. So this is our first year collaborating, and having worked with the Cambridge Life team now for, say, 4 or 5 months, I'm really, really excited. It's been a great experience.
She can hardly contain herself. Listeners, if you could see her, she's so excited here, I have to say. It can't come around quick enough for you, can it really, I'm sure.
You're right.
Anything else that we haven't talked about that you'd like to mention?
Yes, there is something. So we'd like to announce that this year we're really, really proud to say that a fantastic sponsor has come on board and has become our title sponsor. This company is WIG UK. They are a construction company, and they are involved in the development of the Cambridge Assessment new office, the development called The Triangle.
Okay, yeah.
And so the festival is now the WIG UK Illuminate Cambridge Festival, and we couldn't be prouder to be supported by this wonderful organisation.
And does that, if they're your sponsor, does that mean that because there'll be perhaps more finance now, that the potential for bigger and better events in the future is there?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, can I just say, you know, hopefully it all goes well. I'm sure it will. It's on from the 10th of February, Friday the 10th, through to the 15th, Wednesday the 15th of February. Just remind us once again the web address if people wish to go and find more information.
Sure, it's illuminatecambridge.co.uk.
Okay. Alexandra, thanks ever so much for coming in. By the way, listeners, we have on Steph's show tomorrow between 1 and 4 in the afternoon, we've actually got an artist, Ian Walton, I think his name is.
Walton.
And he'll be on Steffi's show at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Ian is one of the artists that's put together some of the light shows that will be taking place during the festival. Is that right?
Yes, Ian is a sculptor, studied at Anglia Ruskin University, and has won several prizes. He's an incredibly creative guy, and really excited to say actually he's involved in not in just one installation but two, but I'm sure he'll talk about it all tomorrow.
Excellent, excellent. So thanks very much for coming in. Thanks. And look forward to the show.